Hello, my friends. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 342, Not Cast Off Forever. Hear these words with an open heart. For the Lord will not cast off forever, but, though he cause grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 31 and 32. Let that settle for a moment. Jeremiah did not write those words from a comfortable distance. He wrote them from inside the ashes. Jerusalem had fallen. The temple burned to the ground. The people carried away into exile. And he was there, standing in the smoke, in the silence of rubble. And still, somehow, he found it in him to write this. Not because the pain had lifted, but because inside the pain, he discovered something the pain could not swallow. That is why these words carry weight. They did not come from someone who has never known what it is to suffer. They were forged inside real suffering. And it is from inside your real suffering that God is speaking to you today. Notice one small word that changes everything. Forever. The Lord will not cast off forever. That means there can be a hard season. There can be a time of silence, of waiting, of grief you cannot make sense of. God doesn't deny that. The text itself says, though he cause grief, he is honest about suffering. He does not promise you a life without weight. But what he does promise is that no weight in your life gets the final word. He does. No difficulty you are facing is the last chapter. It is a page, and God is the author. And the compassion that follows, look at how it is measured. Not by the strength of your faith in that moment. Not by your ability to hold on. It comes according to the abundance of his steadfast love. The measure is not you. The measure is him. And no failure of yours, no discouragement of yours, no day when you could barely believe at all, none of it can exhaust that abundance. And then you come to the cross, and it all comes clear. Jesus went to the one place where abandonment was real, where the weight was eternal, where the Father turned away. He went there, not because he deserved it, but because you would never have to stay there. He bore the forever that belonged to you, so that your forever would be life. The promise of Lamentations took flesh at Calvary, and what the resurrection declares is that abandonment did not have the final word even there. It certainly will not have the final word in your life. So today, before breakfast, I want to invite you to do one simple, courageous thing. Take a piece of paper. Write down the burden you are carrying right now. One word, one phrase. The name of a situation, a person, a fear. Put it on the page, and then say it out loud, so God hears it, and so you hear it yourself. Lord, you do not cast me off forever. I trust in the abundance of your steadfast love. You don't have to feel it to be true in that moment. You just have to choose to believe that it is. And it is, because he said so. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.